Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joe Knight back on the show. Joe is a great member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 8 years. He's been hanging out with us. He's co-owner and senior consultant with Business Literary Institute, author of Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, also Project Management for Profit. And he's one of the guys that teaches us what we need to know about operating our businesses financially a lot better. And he's also a manufacturer. He's in the manufacturing business and one of his businesses. And he's here to talk to us about something we haven't talked about before. Joe Knight, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Good to have you back. So I like your premise that salespeople need to know about finance.
Yeah, you know, Jim, but when I've been teaching and educating people on finance for, you know, about 15 years now, and it all started when I was hired by a public company to go in and train a sales force on how to understand finances and how to understand the numbers. And so I've been training and working with sales groups for years and years, and lately that's become an interesting part of my business is helping sales professionals, those calling on especially large companies, on how to understand the financials of their potential customers or their current customers, and to use that as a tool in the sales process. And so it's been an interesting part of the business, and it's something that I've really been focused on lately with a couple of my larger clients.
So depending on the industry you're in, depending on what level of sales you're talking about, depends on how deep you want to get into things, right? Because every salesman out there running a route, and there still are people out there doing that, believe it or not, they're running a basic route. They're making, you know, 20-25% of gross profit. They know how to calculate gross profit, don't they?
Yeah, and the thing is when a salesperson understands the finances of their customer, especially if you're a small business calling on large publicly traded companies, understanding just a little bit about their finances or getting some ideas about what happened last quarter and being able to talk a little bit of finance with the people in the company changes the conversation. You can change how you approach that customer. You're no longer going in as a salesperson. You're going in as someone who's interested in their business. And you know, you say, hey, you had a great quarter. Your earnings per share looked pretty good. And even though a lot of people, as I said before, in these large companies don't understand finance very well, you know, we tested for that, just knowing that the salesperson is clued in on the key numbers for your business, they say, hey, this is a different kind of sales guy. He's going to help me.
So you're not just talking about the sales rep understanding their business's financials. You're talking about them understanding their customer's finance.
Exactly. I'm talking about the sales rep understanding their company's finances, but just as importantly, understanding the finances of the
people let's stick with the mothership first. Let's talk about that for a little bit, because in my opinion, this is something that's a big deal, because a lot of small businesses don't want their employees to know much about their finances, and I think that's valid to a point, but at some point in time, your people need to know how well the company's doing in general. And as I said, if you got salespeople on commission, they're going to know what your what their gross profit percentage is, because that's what you're paying them on.
Yeah, and Jim, I guess I'll argue with your premise there. I don't think it's valid at all not to share financial information.
It's valid not to show them everything, all the way down to the last thing. There's some things they don't have to have.
The only thing I wouldn't share is salaries, and after that, I guess I'm on the radical side of it, but I think that internally understanding that everybody understanding how the business is performing is a powerful thing, and I think it helps. And I think a lot of business owners, it's a personal thing to share information, but being open with your numbers just gets everybody on aligned with the issues of the business and helps you get through the tough times and helps you maximize the good times.
Right.
The more people understand.
Well, so you're right. And if things slow down, if there are problems, then you know people can understand. You're able to explain to them why we have to make these decisions, why we have to take these steps.
Well, on the other side of the coin is the people that work for you will make decisions for you.
Right.
And they'll help you get cost down. Mm-hmm. They'll help you survive tough times.
So when
when
we come back after this break, we're going to talk about something that we've never talked about on this show before, and that is helping your salespeople understand the financial situation of your customers. How about that, folks? I like that. Help your customers help their customers. 20 till, right back with Joe Knight. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Beach. And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.